It's time for Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.
Good evening and welcome.
Bath County High School. Bath County Lady Cats getting set to take on the Fairview Lady Eagles. I'm Todd Waste-Twind alongside Davey Moore tonight as Bath County comes into this one. Trying to finish out the regular season. Got a couple of home games left on the schedule, and then district starts up next week.
It's hard to believe the season is already wrapping up. But, yeah, we got two home games tonight, and then you have Morgan County on Thursday night. Tomorrow night's game has been canceled. I think Martin County is the one who canceled that. So a couple of chances to come out and see the Lady Cats here at home before district starts and get tuned up for next week. Tonight is going to be a game of two programs going in two completely different directions. Bath County is 17-9 on the season, whereas Fairview is 4-20. Bath County will win with the win tonight, get to 18 games, and I haven't had a chance to look back the last time we won 18. It's been a long time. We won 17 ball games in 2019, so some more historical marks for these young ladies to accomplish this season with a win tonight.
Absolutely. So we'll take another short break. Send it back to studio here, work with a couple of sponsors. We'll have starting lineup some more, and we'll return right here on WKCA.
You know, nowadays it seems like nothing is built to last, like phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you'll have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to short-lived and hello to something that lasts.
Shop Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling.
There's no glory in getting beat up on the job. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting work done. But Ferris Commercial Mowers help you finish strong and feel good doing it with patented suspension technology. Technology that reduces the effects of uneven terrain, virtually eliminating shock to the chassis and your body, letting you mow faster and get more done. Visit Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling or Flemingsburg today for a test drive. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School, as the Lady Cats and Lady Eagles getting set to square off here in just a few moments. As we're trying to get through some technical difficulties here, so I apologize if you're getting an echo as well, as we're getting them in our headsets.
Yes, we are. So hopefully it's not doing that at home.
I'm waiting on Hannah to let me know. As these two programs meeting here this evening, and Dave, you talked about going in different directions. Bath County's kind of been in this situation before, really struggling to get wins on the season, and you know this is a Fairview squad trying to do that. As we're getting ready to have the national anthem, we'll take another break back studio and hear some words from sponsors. We'll return with starting lineups more on WKCA.
The unsung hero of the game is sponsored by Swartz Mowing Company Incorporated, an established right-of-way maintenance company located in Olympia, Kentucky. They provide the right-of-way industry with quality service and the equipment and manpower to get the job done under the toughest conditions. Line clearing, mowing, tree removal, canopy removal, and herbicide vegetation control are some of the services they provide.
For more information, call 606-674-2971 or their website, SchwartzMowing.com.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way until 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer at combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Welcome back here, Bath County High School. That's Fairview and Bath County getting set to square off in this girls' matchup early on this evening. As when you look at two teams like this, Ira Kilburn, attorney at law, opening arguments. First and foremost, Bath County cannot play to the level of competition. Fairview's really struggling to get points on the board. They can allow Fairview to get their confidence. Fairview's pretty young.
Yes, they are. Talking to some people up around Fairview, the program's been struggling. They got a lot of kids out there. They have a lot of seniors on their roster, but it's only like their first year they've ever played because they wanted bodies. They wanted to be able to put a team on the field, on the floor this year, and they just went out and they got bodies, and these girls haven't played in a while, and they really struggled. The four ball games they've won have all been against out-of-state competition, and what you want to see out of Bath is get out fast and quick and be able to put a lot of these JV girls in, let them get some action because they've not played a whole lot this year. It'd be a great night for them to just get some experience on the court, especially playing under Coach Collier.
Unfortunately, they have gotten to play a lot, but it's not because they've wanted to. It's because of foul trouble and we've had to pull them in.
Yeah.
But this is a Bath County team. You're going to see the two seniors leading the way, and Barrett and Crouch. And then once you kind of get into our bench, I mean, you're freshman, eighth grade, and so on and so forth. I mean, so start an eighth grader, and you got two seniors.
Well, we're going to jump it again.
A couple of juniors. Says we got a jump ball. They're just going to jump it again.
Toss it back up. Fairview in their starting lineup, they've got Crum, Wagner, Moore, Caskey, and Coons in the starting lineup.
In any relation?
No relation.
Ball is tipped in the backcourt. Bailey French for Bath County goes back and gets it. Lady Cats will start right to left tonight. As coming inside and kicking out to Barrett. Quick three is up to the left side from Norris's pass. French skies in, gets a rebound, kicks it back out to Barrett. Bounce pass over to Norris. Norris looking to penetrate, drives along the baseline, kicks it out to Crouch. Open three, right corner is up. It misses everything a bit long, but Barrett's there for a rebound. Now French, her three straight away is up. Count back in the lead at 3-0, 7:31 left to go in the opening quarter. Fairview looking to inbound, get a 5-second call.
Timeout.
He held up 5 seconds when I heard the whistle. I couldn't tell which one it was.
30-second timeout.
Fairview's going to call this one. So Bath County obviously trying to get the three-point basket up quick. And Coach Collier's made it no secret. Every game we're playing right now, the opponent is round count.
Yes.
Everything that we're getting done to us in a game is something we may see from round count.
We're gearing for Monday night. That's what all this for this week is, to get ready for Monday night. So he's going to work on some things that he wants to do against round, I'm sure. And then maybe see some things that he hasn't tried, maybe that might be able to work next week.
And it's always good to have an opponent that you're not seeing all the time out on the court. You know, Bailey French knows exactly what Mallory Cox is going to do defensively against her. Fareed knows exactly what, one of the youngsters is going to do against her in practice. Now, when you get somebody else you're not familiar with, Fairview does get it inbound. It's back kind of quickly. Double teams, still struggling. Near steal, ball comes away, finally stolen away by Norris, and then Fairview gets the steal back the other direction. They go up the right side in the front court with it. Still with the dribble is Fairview, as that's Moore. Moore handling, working against Norris. Kind of settles, trying to get this offense set for the Lady Eagles. She calls for a pick to come up top. Norris knocks the ball away. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be Fairview basketball.
Bath County in half-court man-to-man.
Coons will look to trigger. Goes it in. It's going to be tipped in the backcourt, going all the way back there and getting it is Moore. Moore, left-hand dribble, left side, the left wing. Dribbles down, throws a wraparound pass to Bailey French, is able to steal away. She looks up. She's got Barrett running the floor. Leads her a bit too much, right out of bounds. It's a turnover back to Fairview.
Just a tad bit out of Ashton's reach there. Coach Collier's going to call a 30-second timeout.
He's just trying to calm his crew down. I mean, yes, they're up 3-0, and Fairview is a little shaky with the basketball, but, you know, he's just trying to say, let's calm down. Let's play our game. You know, let's defense turn this into some offense. And they almost had it there. And, you know, we've seen that play quite a lot, but it's usually Barrett making the pass to French, not right. The other way around. I like the black uniforms that Fairview have, but what I don't like is the small numbers on the front.
You can't see the numbers are hard to see on the front. And then, you know, a couple of them are hard to see on the back because of their ponytails.
So that's kind of, that was a complaint about you back in the day, too, wasn't it?
Yeah, my ponytail, yeah. Listen, Wendell Moore said when your hair touches your collar, it's time to get it cut.
You let it get that long, huh?
That's as far, I mean, if it got there, it had to be cut.
Nowadays, the kids don't want the long hair in the back. It's the top of the head that they
turnover.
Let you go. Is Steph's called on Coons. Crouch calls that turnover. Bath County will look inbound beside the scoring table here. Norris in the backcourt to Barrett. She will walk across the timeline. 6:40 left to go, opening quarter. Bath County leads it by three.
Fairview in a 2-3.
Bath County now leads it by five. And Barrett able to hand the elbow jumper. So looking to get it inbounded from the baseline. Absolutely no hurry at all. It's going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Bath County.
Stays with Fairview.
I'm sorry, Fairview. That's Crum looking to get it inbounded from the baseline. And she looks. Obviously, they're wanting to get it to Coons. Wide open player on the other side of the court. It's Moore. They get it to her. She comes dribbling up the right side. She's getting ready to have her pocket pick. Barrett comes up with it. The Norris wraparound pass back to French. Unselfish play, and that's Bath County 2 points, 7-0. Bath County lead, 6:05 left to go here, opening quarter. French with a steal finds Norris. She lays it up and in, makes it 9-0. You know, Davey, this kind of reminds you of some of the old Bath County, Round County games.
Yes.
Where Round County's defense was really clicking. Coons somehow ends up the basketball, comes down, throws one at the basket, and then it'll say she charged with it. It's Norris able to get in front of her and stand her ground.
Good defense by Jerrica there. That call could have gone either way.
Wagner checks out, replaced him there by McGlone, senior.
Fairview 2-3.
To the left side, they go to Norris. To the right side, to Barrett. Three on its way, high arcing, no good. Rebound off, kicks to the corner. Norris comes up with it. Skips it over to Barrett, to French. Her three, the right side, is up in the corner, no good. Coons comes down with the rebound. She traveled and got away with it. She comes dribbling up the right side. Gets it in the front court. Picked up a dribble, needing some help, looking for somebody to get it to. Bailey French with her, just swatting at her every time she puts the ball in front of her.
5 second
call. 5 second call. French just stuck with her.
Good defense by the Lady Cats there.
So Barrett will be inbounding to French. French with it straight away. Barrett on the left side. Now up to Norris, now over to French. Back to Barrett. Barrett kind of surveys, looks on the inside, gets it over to French. Now goes with cut. out to Freeze, popped out in the right corner, inside to Crouch, back out to French, now over to Norris. Her three, left side is up, bouncing no good, hits Guidewire, and be fair, Fairview basketball. So Chrome will look to pull the trigger from the baseline. Barrett steals it on the inbound.
Basically just threw it right to her.
Norris gets the rebound. She goes up strong on the inside. Gets two more points in the book. Makes it 11-0 back counting. Skoons double teamed in backcourt. Throws the ball over. Norris near steal. Coming up with it is Fairview. They come dribbling into front court. Crouch back tips it away. Off tipped into the corner.
A lot of volleyball action there, looked like.
Some of these girls look like they might have played volleyball.
So, Fairview has 7 turnovers, 1 rebound, and 0 shot attempts so far in this quarter.
Stephon Norris, open 3 on the right side, did not take it. Gives it back to Barrett. Barrett splits through the double screen, puts it up, foul line, makes it 13-0. So, trapped in backcourt, and we're going to have a turnover. Steps called.
She shuffled her feet.
Moore just trying to get that ball out of there. At what point do you think Coach Collier pulls off full court?
I don't know. That's a good question.
As they've only got it across the timeline about 3 times. Shot in this. Barrett gets it back. She makes that one. 15-0. Bethany leads. Barrett with a steal. 17-0. 4 seconds went off the clock, and that kind of got 4 points. So back tipped by Crouch into Fareed. To Barrett over to Norris. Her elbow jumper's up in and out, no good. Fareed with the rebound. She puts down a dribble, kicks it out to Norris. Over to Barrett. Her three from the left side is up. It's short. Rebound comes off as Fairview comes away with it. And dribbling up the right side, being honked at by Norris as the ball handler. She's bumped. Balls, and it's got 3 substitutions coming in. So Bath County will inbound, full court to go here. Fairview in a 2-3. High 2, deep 3. Norris, they lob it inside to Freed. She cuts to the basket, left side, no good. Crouch with the rebound. Her putback is good. 19-0, Bath County. Ball's in the corner, trapped, and dribbling out of bounds with it. It's Fairview. So it was a 7th grader in Caldwell.
That is having no chance of getting it past Bath County's full court trap.
That's on French over on the right side. Miss Free on the inside. She's working hard in there. They feed it to her. She goes up. No good.
Good look. Good post move.
That's Menhouse on her. So Fareed with a couple dribbles to the floor. First free throw on its way, long and no good. Second free throw from Fareed is good. Back to the 20-point Bath County lead. District coming up next Monday night. Davies, Lady Cats will be on the road in the Round County as Fareed gets a steal. Finds Barrett. Barrett takes down the left side, lays it up. They'll be playing the Lady Vikings of Round County up there in Round. Bath County did get a win up there the last time they played, but it wasn't an easy
win. It wasn't an easy win. It's going to be tough to play them on their home court. Especially the first round of the district. Another trap and another turnover.
As Crouch gets a steal. Finds Barrett. Barrett takes it down. Lays it up for 2 more. But, you know, a lot of people on the girls' side of things, I've seen a lot of different posts. And they're thinking that Menifee County is going to upset Fleming, which, I mean, it could happen.
It could happen. Anything could happen.
Menifee County's not a bad team. Bath County's not a bad team. Fleming's not a bad team. And Round County's not a bad team. So any of those could.
It's a very even district.
Trap up top as they're able to get it out. There's Fairview over to the left side. Hand it off. Van Bibber launches a three.
They got a shot up.
Barrett gets a rebound, looks up, finds French. French takes it coast-to-coast and laying it up. You think if they get the clock running, that would be the signal to call it off? No?
They called the press off when we got to 22, so now they're in their 1-3-1 half-court zone.
Fairview working it around the outside, throwing it a bit too tall for the corner.
16 turnovers for...
As Grant and Moore return, Grant comes in, Moore returns. Seven seconds left to go in the quarter. It's French, finds Barrett, lobs in the three, dumps it down to Krause. Krause puts shot up. She's fouled. She'll go to the line for two. Just unselfish play there.
Yes, it was. Good look. That's men's house second.
So Krause fits the line for two. 21 seconds left to go in the quarter. Krause's free throw up and good. It's a 29-0.
Good looking shot right there from Kaylee.
Krause's second free throw on its way. Off the mark, no good. Barrett with the rebound. Her putback is good. It's a 31-0. Men's house will inbound. Into the hands of Moore. Moore dribbles in the front court. Got Barrett guarding her. Barrett knocks it in the back court. Moore goes back and gets it. Left-handed in the front court. Gets around everybody and then has it knocked away by French. And time will run out in this first quarter of basketball. It's Bath County 31, Fairview nothing. Back to second quarter in 1 minute right here on WKCA.
Your Owingsville Ace Hardware store has got some red-hot buys for February. It's a leap year, so you'll have an extra day to stock up and save. It's National Bird Feeding Month, and your choice of 40 pounds wild seed or 20 pounds black sunflower seed, just $19.99. Buy three Ace furnace filters, get the fourth free. Stock up on painting supplies, power tools, batteries, Gorilla Tape. And remember, Ace since 1924, celebrating 100 years of helpful.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware.
I made you so sweet.
So sweet, so sweet.
You know it could have been some honey.
Oh, yeah.
This is Chairman Carney. Come see me for a sweet deal at Dutch's.
Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
Minutes of basketball left to go in this half. Bath County leads it 31-0. And our second five are in now.
Yep, so
we've got Reed, Cox, Gordon, Faber.
He's gone with his JV starting lineup. I assume Fairview's still in the 2-3.
Reed puts a three up in the corner, and it's good. Wing.
Nothing but the bottom. JV girls will go man-to-man.
Jones. That's what I was missing. Didn't it? Rattler.
McGlone with the basket there.
34-2. Bethany on top, Cox with it. Season open, comes driving in, running one-handers up and good.
Good take right there.
It's back the other direction, it's Moore for Fairview. dribbling between the circles, looking. Gives it up over there on the wing. Moss closes out on her, and then Fairview throws it away. That was Grant.
17 turnovers for Fairview now. 16 in the first quarter.
Reed comes dribbling down. She went to make a pass. She turned it over. And Grant and Gordon collide. Baber comes up with it. Finds Reed, and Reed will come dribbling in the front court for Bath County. Goes all the way in, kicks it out to Baber. Up top to Gordon, and over to Cox. Cox curls, finds Reed on this left side. She's picked up a dribble. Now gives a pass over. Baber with it. Up to Cox. Ball was deflected. As Jones will now come in.
Places Baber. Coach Carr said, if you're not going to shoot it, you're not going to stand out there.
Over to Cox. Thought about stepping into a three. Gets it up to Reed. Reed gets it into the corner, and then it's stolen away. She's trying to get it back to Gordon. It's coming down with it. It's Fairview. Shot off glass. No good. Cox with the rebound. She comes dribbling out of there with it. Back coming on a run out the other direction. Cox taking in the paint. Her little running shot up. No good. Right with the rebound out to Jones, to Gordon. Gordon hands it off up top to Reed. Reed trying to get into the paint. Good defense there played by the Lady Eagles as they cut her off. Over to Cox. Cox comes dribbling across the top. Gives it up to Reed. Reed now with it straight away. Kind of looks. Gives it up. Back over to Reed. Reed to the baseline. Back to Reed. Reed was looking to get rid of that as soon as she caught it. Finds Gordon. Gordon comes running in. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to the floor. Back in and pulls it out of there with it. Shot up from Ratliff, no good after Jones' rebound. Rebound is off to Moore for Fairview. Back the other direction. Bethany's lead at 34. Reed with Moore.
Good defense by Josie there.
To throw a pass over to the left side. Bethany player comes closing out. Hits her leg, goes out of bounds.
Out of bounds. Good. It's a real good opportunity for these girls to get some game experience. They've been practicing hard just as much as the varsity has this season. You need to reward them, and so far, they've been playing well.
As they get the ball into the corner, does Fairview. So give a pass up top to Grant, and then Grant traveled with it.
She took about three steps before she decided to put it on the floor.
Credit that to Gordon, and she's just right there in front of her.
Good defense again.
Give it to Baber. Now to the baseline. Shot up. Stuck on top of the backboard.
We're going to need the pole. Pete Scott is off to get the pole.
Get the assist to Lance Davis.
Now, back in the day, Pete would already been down there and back.
He wouldn't have no pole either. He'd been climbing the backboard.
Why they ever designed goals like this, I'll never know.
Well, at the time, I'm sure it was a good idea.
What's this gym, 30 plus years now?
Right at 30, 29. I think it opened in 92. 91, maybe.
Fairview just can't get anything going.
This ball's turned over and out of bounds. It'll be back. Any ball.
It's 20 turnovers for Fairview now.
As Cox will bring the ball in front court to Baber on the left side. Baber catches it. Shot up. Off glass, no good. Rebound's pulled down on the inside by Crum. She finds Moore. Moore comes up the right side with it. Comes dribbling across the top. Reed staying with her step for step. She gives the ball up over on the left side as Gordon with her player over there. Jump ball.
Stays with Fairview.
It's Van Bibber. Gordon at first thought it was a foul on her. She kind of looked like I didn't do it. So Fairview will look to inbound.
Good defense to get the tie up.
So get it into the corner to Fairview, dribbling out to the left wing. Van Bibber has it, dribbling along the baseline, throws it back to the corner, back and closes out. Bibber jostles it loose. Gordon gets a steal, looks up, finds Cox. Cox laying it up off the glass, in and out, no good.
Rattled out.
Rebound comes off as we're going to have a Bath County foul. So we're going to get Reed.
So I just got a text message that the gym opened, let's see, the school opened at 91, 92. With GM opens, excuse me, 91-92 with Ed Jones as the coach. So you're looking at 32, 33 years. The starters are back in for Bath County.
Barrett behind the back dribble, threads a needle pass between two defenders. The French and Bath County leads it 36 points. Fairview comes driving in. Ball knocked loose. Barrett leading the pack. Wing it up and in for two more. Norris gets a steal. She looks up, finds Barrett. Barrett with behind the back pass to French, who lays it up and in. Bethany up by 40. Sam bound it to Moore. Moore walks across the timeline with it.
Bath in a 2-3 zone.
Give it to Moore in the corner. Coons. Now straight away to Van Bibber. She comes dribbling to the left wing, turns, needs some help. Throws it on the baseline. Ball knocked around, goes off at Bethany's three.
Stays with Fairview.
Fairview basketball. Wagner comes in. Moore will check out. They inbound it. They throw it to Crum, who heaves one at the basket from the foul line. Norris gets a rebound. Might have took one to the chops. She just kind of tossed that one. Boy, now kind of looking at her hand. Might have got a scratch.
Yeah.
French gets it over to Norris. He finds Crouch. Crouch turns, throws it over. French gets it. Back up to Barrett. Norris on the right wing. Norris surveying, looking. Out to three. Three from the right side is up. In and out, no good. Barrett gets the rebound on the backside. Reverse layup up, no good. Crum gets a rebound. She's brought it down. Free ties her up. Jump ball. Possession in favor of Bath County.
Three more substitutions for Fairview.
Their biggest play tonight.
He kind of runs them in and out there like hockey.
We find Barrett down low. She forces one up. No good. Gets her on board. As the other side tries again, she's fouled. She's going to go to the line for two. So Barrett at the line for two shots. 1:48 left to go.
Fouls on Wagner, her first.
Barrett free throw up. Bouncing, no good. Gets the ball back. Second free throw on its way. Good. 43-2. As the Lady Eagles come into front court, so throw a pass over to the other side, and it's stolen away by Barrett. Barrett coast to coast, laying it up. Two more points in the book. Beth County coming back with a substitution here. The five JV players coming back in. So it was just a rolling timeout.
Just to get all these subs back in.
And he from the left side is up. Ball pinballs around. Cox comes up with it. He finds Gordon. Gordon dribbles up the right side. Takes it all the way in. Euro step shot up. No good. Reed with the rebound. Put back. Good. And one.
That was on Cottle, our second.
So Reed, free throw up, good.
Nobody move, that's all she gets is one. Let's go.
She tried.
But nobody moved. I mean, nobody on the, no players, no Fairview, Bath, no players moved.
As Fairview gets the ball over to the right wing. They throw it up top. Cox gets a steal. She takes it down, lays it up. As Fairview inbounds the ball. In the front court straight away. Nobody picks her up. She fires one, banks it, no good. Cox with the long kicking rebound. And dribbling, gets around her defender, but her defender reaches out, fouls her, going to send her to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Caskey.
Her first.
I mean, if you're going to make the foul,
don't let him get the shot up.
Exactly, and she did. Wasn't nothing malicious. I mean, it was a good play on the ball. Cox free throw, good. Rattle is home. Second free throw up from Cox, in and out, no good. Rebound spot for Gordon, tipped it out of bounds.
Good hustle by Gordon there.
Fairview gets it over to the left side. Cox kind of took one to the chest there from the seventh grader, trying to clear out some space in Molly Cottle.
At the college level, they call that being in the cylinder, which I never did understand, but they would have called that foul on Cox if the whistle would have been blown in the college.
They were jostled it loose. Fairview comes up with it. We're going to have a travel. I thought she was,
but I thought he might let her get by with it.
Cox dribbles in the front court. Gives it off to Gordon. 1 second. Three. Not in time. Nope. As we've run out of time here in this first half of basketball, it's Bath County 51, Fairview 2. Davey's going to work on getting some turnover stats and other stats together for us. As we'll use this opportunity to go back studio, hear a word from some sponsors. You're listening to Bath County Lady Cat Basketball right here on WKCA.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Professional, caring, and affordable. If that doesn't describe the health care your family receives, then you need to visit Sterling Healthcare today. Significant savings for qualified patients, friendly faces, and financial assistance to make services very affordable. These are just a few ways that make Sterling Healthcare the choice for your family's health care. I'm Tina Bryant, Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check us out today at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686.
This is Robert Pruitt.
And I'm Megan Morton with the Owingsville Banking Company. We want to wish the Wildcats, Lady Cats, band, and cheerleaders good luck for the 2023-2024 Bath County basketball season.
Come visit us for your financial needs at the historic Owings House on Main Street in Owingsville, to our branches at the Miller Shopping Plaza and Bethel Branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If I told you adding BioRed Plus products to your feeding program would improve your livestock, would you believe it? It's true, and it's available at Southern States Owingsville Service. Use BioRed Plus products or BioRed Plus tubs to improve gut health and reduce stress. This improves your animal, not your feed. Efficient weight gain with reduced treatments and death loss means higher profit. Find out more at BioRed.com or at Southern States Owingsville Service, a farmer-owned cooperative since 1923.
Welcome back as we have reached halftime here. Bath County Lady Cats with a big lead over the Lady Eagles of Fairview here on this Monday evening. Early start, 6 o'clock. Only game of the night. No JV tonight.
No Presidente Day. No doubleheader. No Presidente Day.
As some people had a day off work.
I was fortunate enough to have the day off, so.
I wasn't.
Except for softball. So.
Did y'all have good practice?
Had a real good practice. Practice on the turf today. Sun was shining. It's a beautiful day. Hopefully get on the field tomorrow. Should be good and dry. Your stats for the first half. The Lady Eagles were 1 of 6 from the field overall for 17%. They had 27 turnovers, and McGlone made their lone basket. For your Bath County Lady Cats, they were 22 of 41 from the field, 54%, 2 of 8 from 3 for 25%, and 5 of 9 from the free throw line for 55%. The Lady Cats had 18 rebounds in that half and only 4 turnovers. They were led in scoring with Ashton Barrett's 21 and Bailey French with 11.
How many shots did Fairview get up in that first half?
They got up 6 shots.
And made one.
One. One from 3 for 2-point land. 0 of 3 from 3-point land.
The lowest point total that Fairview's been held to is 3. That was just a couple nights ago against Greenup. Ashland beat them 76-4 back in December.
I know they put 14 on the board against Menifee, which is their average. But I think the only time they scored over 14 was against teams outside of the state, wasn't it?
They put 21 on Boyd, 29 out of West Virginia team. Yeah, they play a lot of out-of-state competition, yeah. Out of Ohio and West Virginia.
They play those little Christian schools and stuff. They beat the team out of Hannah, West Virginia twice.
You know, Fairview is one of those that schools, a very small school, lost their football program just due to sheer numbers quite a few years ago. At one point, they didn't know if the school would even be able to continue with any type of athletics, yeah, just to do the numbers. And, you know, it's much speculated and lots of talk that, you know, this is a team that could possibly, a school that could possibly be consolidated and go away.
There's been lots of rumors, lots of talk about that. You know, not exactly sure how their boys' basketball program has done this season. I think they've been a little bit better than they have in the past, but, you know, it's just, a struggle to get, you know, if you don't have the numbers, it's tough. The kids have started going to Ashland and Boyd, or they even moved across the river. So,
well, I mean, Greenup's really not too far away. You've got Ashland, Boyd, Russell.
Raceland.
Raceland all within shouting distance of there. But, you know, their boys team, it hadn't been that long ago. They had the Terry kid who was really, really good. Of course,
it wasn't long ago that Fairview had a good girls program. They had a, I think it was a sister, last name of Terry, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, the name that was synonymous with basketball at Fairview was Cooksey.
Cooksey, and they've all left. They're no longer there.
And I hate to say it, but kind of ever since that has been kind of the...
It's kind of gone downhill.
The slide. The Bath County out warming up to our right. Fairview back to our left. Making their way out of the locker room. And, you know, Coach, when you got a team that's, you know, like this coming in here, really struggling to get points on the board, and you're trying not to run the score up, it's difficult when you're trying to tell your kids to play hard, but don't play too hard. But yet we've got to practice to be ready, so you got to play hard.
You still got to execute your game plan, do your what you're taught to do. So, it's hard. You don't want to get them accustomed to taking plays off, because you don't want them to do it in the district. You know, it's going to have a tougher competition on Thursday night against Morgan. Morgan County is 9-16, 7-5 in the region, but they're 5-1 in their district play. So, you know, could be a possible, you know, if we make it to the region, could be a possible matchup. First round of the region, someone like Morgan County. So,
in that district with Morgan, that's what, Elliott East and West, isn't
it? Elliott East and West. So, I'm not exactly sure who they've lost to in that, but they're at 5-1. Elliott is 3-4. West is 1-5. And East is 4-3, so right now I guess it's Morgan, East, Elliott, and then West. And that looks like Morgan will play West in the first round of that district. You know, but the other, you know, the 63rd and 64th, I mean, basically it's Ashland, Boyd, and Russell. No other, you know, Fairview's in there with Ashland and Boyd, and then Russell's in there with Raceland, Greenup, and Lewis. Russell's 6-0 in their district play. Raceland is 4-2, so that puts them at the 2 seed, and Lewis is 1-5. Greenup is 1-5. So, again, you know, you're going to get, you know, Russell will be hard to handle in the region, but, you know, any one of those other three teams you get in that first round, it could be a matchup that you could win. You know, the girls have not won a game since being in the 16th region in basketball.
They had an opportunity when Coach McNabb was there. They played a Raceland team and literally had them on the ropes, and it came down to the final seconds before falling in that one.
If I remember right, that was in the old Weatherby gym.
It sure was. It was the,
I remember being
they had like a OVC tournament game or something. Yep. In the big gym. They had to move it to that one for that first night. And Bath County had really struggled, had made it, had struggled on and off all season, and almost pulled the upset.
They did.
And was really the better team that night.
It was a really good game. I remember it.
Put the unbeatable combination of power and utility to work with the New Holland Power Star Series tractor from Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling. And 5 miles from 65 to 100 PTO horsepower, a Power Star tractor handles jobs in the backfield, barnyard, and everywhere in between. Best-in-class cab visibility and outstanding comfort will increase your productivity. Choose the factory-installed loader that best matches your daily needs. Stop by Montgomery Tractor in Mount Sterling today. As Bath County's going to come back to the original starters, I anticipate Fairview to do likewise. As these two teams will get ready to start this second half.
Surprised this Bath County starters out there.
Well, I don't know how long they will be out there. Bath County jumps the inbounder. Shot up from the left side, off the mark, no good. Crone with the rebound, her putback's no good. Rebound off to Moore on the backside. Crouch and Moore collide, end up on the floor. Crouch going to be whistled for the foul. Moore took the brunt of it because she had Crouch land on top of her when she hit the floor.
It's Kaylee's first.
Brings triggers it up top. Quick shot up. Banks at home. Does more.
Bank is open on this federal holiday on a late night.
Patrick Messelesson keys laying around, and they found one. Norris throws it up top. Over to Barrett. Left side three is off the mark, no good. French with the rebound. Over to Barrett. Barrett goes driving in. Foul's going to be on Fairview.
That was on Caskey, her second.
Down it to Barrett in backcourt. Finds French back to Barrett. Barrett gets a double screen or double pick. Comes right through it. French ends up in the corner. Over to Norris. Now to Barrett. Barrett with it between the circles. Give it over to French to the baseline to Crouch. Her shot up. Bouncing no good. Reed with the rebound. Out to Norris. Two from the left side's up, no good. Rebounds tipped around, pulled down by Fairview. Bath County double teamed, then retreated off. They get it to Moore's, got it on the right wing. French comes and steals it away. Goes over to Norris. Bounce pass over to Barrett. Behind her, out of bounds. Turnover. As Coach Collier has seen enough, he sends three in. Cox, Gordon, and Reed. As Norris, Crouch, and Fareed will come out. So who goes to your center spot? Reed. That's what it looks like.
Gordon, she's guarding the big girl, isn't she?
They go with the handoff. Crumb's got it up top. Over to Coons. Coons comes driving in. Slings one at the basket. French gets a rebound. Squeezes herself out of trouble. Gets it in the front court to Cox. Lobs it to Barrett on the baseline. Barrett, shot up. Good. The turnaround. As Moore will walk it up. Now Barrett will meet her at about half court. Moore dribbles in. Goes with the handoff. Barrett ties her up. Jump ball. Possession arrow. Another direction. Be back. Any ball. French has it straight away. Over to Reed on the right wing. Reed to Cox. Over to Gordon. Gordon comes dribbling cross, throws it over to Reed. Reed finds French. Over to Cox. Three from the right side is up, and it's good. Look good when it left her hands.
Yes, it did. Good looking shot.
What I liked is she was ready to shoot when it was coming to her.
No hesitation whatsoever. Shooting with a lot of confidence.
Moore. As it's stolen away, Barrett surveys, see if anybody's with her. Finds French streaking the other side, laying it up and in. Moore gets it in the front court. Court and Coons with a nice pick. Knocks the defender Barrett out of the way, but Barrett gets the lay-in at the other end. French got to steal. Moore hands it off right in front of Barrett. Casting Barrett fighting for it. Goes out of bounds. Going to say last touch by Bath County. Coons. Goes in to Caskey. Norris guarding her. Caskey going to be Wilson for it.
That's going to be offensive.
Slams the basketball.
Slams the basketball.
So she gets the tackle.
So that's her third and her fourth. Well, and she's goes to sit at the end of the bench.
Obviously, the student section is kind of got in her head a little bit as she had some words and yelled back at them. Crouch free throw up, no good. Second free throw, Crouch, in and out, no good.
Two subs for Fairview, White basketball, Lady Cats basketball.
Fairview was going to concede the basket.
They never could figure out what was going on.
Gordon catch and shoot from the right side. Only a two was on the line.
Put on the line.
I liked it, though. He's ready for it. It's Moore dribbling up top. Gives it off to Coons. Dribbles over to the right wing. Ox applying pressure. Knocks the ball away. Could be last touch by Bath County. Cox. So Coons will look to trigger on the far side. Bounces it to Moore in the corner. Moore in trouble. Dribbles it off her foot out of bounds. Turns it right back to Bath County.
33 turnovers for Lady Eagles.
They fix Norris up. She comes down. Finds Cox left side. Her three on its way. No good. We bounce pulled down on the inside by Fairview. Men's house. To the right corner they go. They drive along the baseline. Just Fairview. Back out to Moore. Her three's on its way. No good. Rebound comes off. Cox comes out of there with it. There's a lead pass over to Norris. Norris comes driving down. Lays it up and in. 40 seconds left to go in the quarter. Fairview back the other direction. There's a pass over to the right side into the hands of McClone. Back over to Coons on this left side. Her bank shot no good. Cox with a long kicking rebound gets it. She comes straight down the court. I'm going to have a reach-in foul on Coons. Cox will look to inbound. Gives it to Norris.
Chris Legend.
Time will run out here in the third quarter as Bath County with a 60-point lead after three. 64-4. Back to the final quarter in 1 minute. Right here on WKCA.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains and strains at both locations, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
What's your favorite reason to stop by Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick? Is it because they have the best gas prices around? Or is it because of the weekday lunch specials? Or is it the full menu of sandwiches, salads, burgers, and pizza? Or is it the full breakfast menu every day? Whatever your reason, you can't go wrong when you stop in Shorty's Quick Stop on US 60 east of Salt Lick across from the mulch. Open 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekdays, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. weekends. Shorty's Quick Stop, where cheap gas and great food bring friends together.
Caldwell will inbound for Fairview. Gets it into Van Bibber. She's dribbling with it on the right wing to the foul line. Throws it over to the left side. Quick catch and shoot up and good from Cox of Fairview.
At the bottom, she didn't hesitate. She let it fly.
Barrett with it out on the right wing. Picked up a dribble. Looks. Hunts French up top. Back over to Barrett. Out to the right side. Bath County with a quick catch and shoot there. In and out. No good from Jones. Fairview gets a rebound. Quick back the other direction. Shot up. No good. Rebound tipped around. Fairview ends up with it in the corner. As they throw it out to Van Bibber, and Van Bibber comes through.
Another turnover for the Lady Eagles.
Fairview turns it over. Miss French will bring Bath County into front court. Over to Barrett. Barrett Throws one off glass, no good. Rebounds pulled out of there by Fairview. They get it into front court. By way of Caldwell, hands it off to Van Bibber. Over to the left corner. Bibber comes, ties up the player in the corner. And Caudill. It's Fairview.
He called
got
a timeout.
30-second timeout.
He just didn't want to get. He tried to call. He just wanted to call a timeout for the turnover.
Fairview looks. They get it in. Rattler, good defense over here. She comes all the way across the top with it. Step to step with the girl. All 10 balls around. That thing comes up with a steal. It's Abigail Cox, an eighth grader. Barrett will get back in the front court. Leaves it off for Baber. Now to Jones. Quick catch and shoot from the right side up. No good. Rebound caroms around. I think French actually knocked it off the head of a Fairview player, but they're going to give the ball back to Fairview. Lady Eagles race in the front court. French with the steal. Finds Barrett. Barrett catching, laying it up and in. Back the other direction. Van Bibber in the front court. Barrett was actually standing out of bounds when she touched that one. Get it into Van Bibber. She throws a pass over to Cox, and it's stolen away. French up front to Barrett, and one. Barrett does such a good job of contorting her body and using it to shield the defenders away. She's just basically able to stop the foul there.
Foul's on Caudill, her third.
Bath County with substitutions. Ratliff, Cox, Fareed, Reed, and Barrett on the floor at the moment. Barrett missed the free throw. She'd be replaced, and she is by Gordon. Fairview throws it nearly away, but able to come up with it. Into the corner, they get it. Out of Van Bibber on the wing, and Reed just steps in and steals it away. Lefty all the way down, lays it up, misses it. Cox ties up the rebound, possession on favor of Fairview. 3 minutes and a half left to go in this contest. Kenny with the big lead. Reed going to be whistled for the foul as she flies to Van Bibber.
It's her second.
Maybe this is about the fastest basketball game time-wise.
It's going, yeah. But when you get a running clock the whole second half.
Van Bibber gets it. Ball pinballs around, still rolling around. Van Bibber gets it back. She launches one from side the arc, shot up, no good. Reed gets a rebound. It's knocked away from her to Fareed. Down in front, they throw it to Cox. Cox takes it coast to coast, laying it up. No good. Missed the layup. And the Cox whistle for the foul as Van Bibber tried to get it. Her and Cox collide.
Faber and Jones back in the game.
Ratliff and Cox check out. Fairview turns it over. Crouch comes back in. Reed will check out. Mm-hmm. Crouch will run the point for the Lady Cats. 1:55 left to go over to Baber. Catch shoot, lobs it in by Crouch. Crouch shot up short. Free with the rebound. Her putback no good. Fairview claims it. And we have a rebounding foul. Foul's going to be on Baber.
Her first.
Freed will check out. Ratliff will come back in. Fairview with it out on the right wing. Ball knocked loose.
Stays with Fairview.
107 and ticking. Let's go. Freed will come in. Crouch will check out. Fairview with an inbounded in the corner. Double team. Baber gets a steal. She looks, finds Reed. Reed splits through. Everybody comes dribbling down. Still with it. Goes over to Gordon. Gordon to Jones. Jones shot up. Face on no good. Rebound comes off to Fairview with 28 seconds left to go. Double teamed in backcourt. Reed going to be whistled for it. As Abigail Cox fouled.
Reed's third.
Fairview will come racing down with 16 seconds. Heave from behind the arc, no good. Reed with the rebound, looks up, finds Gordon. Gordon takes it, lays it up, and good. And time will run out in this one. As Bath County gets the win, 71-6 over Fairview here in Owingsville. Davey will work on getting some stats put together. Hopefully Coach Collier will make his way up to talk to us, and we'll have some Players of the Game awards and more to pass along to you. But once again, Bath County Lady Cats with the win over the Fairview Lady Eagles. Final score, Bath County 71, Fairview 6. Be back in a couple of minutes courtside right here on WKCA.
This is Andrew Owens with the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Sports teams know that success is not what you dream about. It's what you work for. That's our philosophy at the Mike Wargray Funeral Homes. Every member of our team works hard, filling their individual roles so that our team can serve you and your family's needs during a most difficult time. You can check out our website at mrgfh.com or call 674-6345, and we can assist you with all your needs. We wish the Bath County Wildcats a great season from the Mike Wargrave Funeral Homes.
Tired of being treated just like another number by your bank? It's time to switch to People's Bank of Kentucky. Our friendly and knowledgeable staff take the time to get to know you and your unique financial needs, providing personalized solutions to help you achieve your goals. With convenient locations and a full range of banking services, make the switch to People's Bank of Kentucky and experience the difference of banking with people who care. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Lauren Rout Otis.
And I'm Lindsay Rout Farrell.
The Stork is delivering at Family Discount Drugs.
No, no, it's not another baby. It's our new delivery option that will allow delivery outside city limits every Monday.
Your care has always been our priority, and we are super excited to offer this convenience to our sweet patients.
Not currently a patient? No worries. Call 674-6979 and transfer to the trusted pharmacy that wants to make sure you feel as good as you look.
Family Discount Drugs, Slade Avenue, Owingsville.
Taking the time to listen and care.
The poet Robert Frost might have been thinking of Moorhead and Rowan County when he wrote about the road less traveled. The sights and sounds of Mother Nature are here in abundance, and they're waiting for you. Whether you hike, bike, fish, sail, camp, or water ski, we invite you to check out visitmoorhead.com and see what's waiting for you off the beaten path in the beauty of the Daniel Boone National Forest.
Bath County Lady Cats get to win here this evening over the Fairview Lady Eagles. Davey's still working on getting some final stats put together as Bath County Lady Cats put the win, improved their record to 18-9 on the season. They go 11-3 within the 16th region with a loss. Fairview slips to 4-21, 0-13 now within the region. Bath County will next be in action on Thursday night, as they'll be right back here at home. They'll be taking on the Lady Cougars of Morgan County. As Coach Collier back in the locker room still with his team, as you know, these two teams, you know, kind of in different directions, but you know, a lot can happen. You know, they've gotten some wins. They know how to win. It's just getting everything to work in their favor on the court for this Fairview squad. But you know, Bath County, you could tell they were working hard. They were trying to go through some things, some different looks, some different practice stuff that they were able to try. Switch up a few different defenses and see how it works against opponents that's not the same one that you're seeing every day in practice.
For sure, for sure. Just trying to get ready for next Monday. Coach Collier making his way up.
I'll tell you what, he's really been working out. He's getting up here quick. As Coach Collier's made his way up here to talk to us. And Coach, got a win tonight.
We did.
You were able to work on some things and get some different players in some different situations. And it's something that, yeah, the opponent on the scoreboard doesn't show up, but what it allowed your team to do is get a little bit of confidence and, you know, kind of have different players working together in different situations.
We did. It was it's just one of those games that's hard to coach in. Whether you're either on the winning side or losing side, it's just so hard. But what we preached to our girls was mental discipline. You can't pick up bad habits this late in the season. So if we're playing defense, we're still playing sound. We're not trying to reach. We are shooting our passing lanes. We're in help side. We're defensive rebounding, not giving up offensive rebounds, making layups, making good passes. You know, we had several unforced turnovers tonight that you can't have against Round County. And I keep telling them, you're not playing Fairview, you're playing Round County. You know, our next game, whoever it is, you're not playing them, you're playing Round County. That's who the goal is. And if you come out, like our first possession, it was a bad three. Next one was a turnover. Next one was a miss, I don't know, layup or something. You have three bad possessions against Round County. What could happen? You know, you got to get better even in these games right here. But overall, I mean, it's a good win for our program. I'm not taking anything away from it. Nobody was crying when we were getting beat, you know. So, but like I said, our young girls did some good things. I think everybody, you know, they had fun tonight doing this and that. But at the end of the day, it's just one of those games. Pray you find something, you know, you get better at it. Pray everybody stays healthy. And now we're back to the drawing board. And hopefully we can find that. We're still looking for a game tomorrow night. Martin County canceled on us without telling us. So, you know, we have to deal with that aspect of the game now without contracts. But we're trying to find a game for tomorrow. So hopefully we can do that.
Well, hopefully you can. We had planned on being here tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to be here Thursday. But, you know, the Lady Cats, they get to win here tonight, and you said it best, and Coach Moore and I talked about it throughout the broadcast. You know, every opponent, we're looking at Round County. We're working on stuff for Round County. And to be able to go against somebody that's not somebody that you see in practice every day, you know, Mallory Cox knows exactly who each defender is and what they're going to do. She knows how to get her move and get around it. You know, going up against Ashton Barrett, she knows how to get around Bailey French or whoever's guarding her.
Right.
You know, they've practiced against each other for so long. You know, having somebody else out there, you know, trying to make you accountable, it's not really what I would call a glorified practice, but it's a different look.
You see a different look, yeah. But we, at the end of the day, you know, we just try to execute some of our stuff against somebody that doesn't know what it is. That way, you know, sometimes in practice, you know, you get to know the plays, you start cheating a little bit. You know, it was a good night to be a Lady Cat. Everybody got some playing time. Everybody got in. So now we just got to refocus, regroup, and get ready for, we're getting ready for Round County. It really doesn't matter who we play next. We're getting ready for Round County. And that's at the end of the day, that's all that matters. But proud of our girls. You know, these games are hard to play in, hard to coach in, but they still took care of business. They do what we're supposed to do. They took care of business. They got the job done. So it's on to the next one.
Absolutely. Coach, appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you, guys.
Get back with the team. Appreciate it. As Coach, I was trying to get those from you. I know it was hard on my ears. I can only imagine all of our listeners out there as the mic went across the desk. Patrick used to be really bad. He'd take them off and he'd hit the desk as he was putting them down on his lap. And it gets you pretty good. But
just if you're not ready for it.
As Coach Collier, he said it best. You know, it's hard to coach in these games. It's hard to, you know, whichever side you're on. Because, I mean, you don't want to be too hard, but yet at the same time, you don't want to be too easy. I mean, it's a difficult line to try to walk here.
Yeah, for sure.
But the Lady Cats do get the big win. Final stats from tonight's contest, you got those.
Yeah, Fairview ended up 3 of 15 from the field for 20%. They were 0 of 5 from three-point land. They had 17 total rebounds and 38 turnovers. They had three girls with 2 points apiece, McGlone, Moore, and Cox. Each had 2 points apiece. For your Lady Cats, they ended up 31 of 57 for 54%, 3 of 11 from three-point land for 27%, and 6 of 12 from free throw line, 50%. They had 26 rebounds and committed 5 turnovers. The scoring, Reed with 6, French with 13, Barrett with 30, Cox with 8, 4 for Gordon, 3 for Crouch, 6 for Norris, and 1 for Fareed for a total of 71 points tonight.
I think about 20 of Barrett's was layups.
Most definitely.
I mean, it just seemed like every time you looked up, she was leading the pack and laying up the other end. And, you know, Bethany missed a lot of layups tonight. Some of them were uncontested. A few of them had players there, you know, as they were coming with you. But, you know, that's things that they've got to straighten up. And Coach Collier talked about, you know, you've got three possessions there to start the game, a missed three, a turnover, and another missed maybe a layup or whatever. And, you know, against another opponent, that could be points going the other direction, three different opportunities. So,
yep.
You know, can't allow those type of opportunities to continue to go against us.
For sure. That is for sure. So hopefully try to build some momentum this week, get ready for Round County. If they don't play tomorrow night, then they have Morgan County here on Thursday night.
As far as some Player of the Games awards, your Offensive Player of the Game brought to you by R.L. Cottle Construction Company. Who are you liking in that one? Barrett with 30. But
yeah. I'm going to go off the grid. We're going to look on the bench tonight. We're going to go with Mallory Cox and her 8 points off the bench tonight for the offensive award. She come in and didn't hesitate, didn't think about her shot. When she had opportunity and it was open, she took the shot when it was given to her.
As far as defensively tonight, your Downtown Athletic Club Defensive Player of the Game, quite a few different girls could fit into this field.
It could have gone to a few different girls, but again, I'm going to go off the grid. I think she caused a couple of two or three turnovers, and she caused some jump balls and her limited action off the bench, and I'm going to go with Avery Baber as our Defensive Player of the Game.
I'm starting to catch like a theme here.
You're going to catch a theme for sure, and then if you want your unsung hero, then I think
that's about Sports Moline.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Josie Reed off the bench. She at 6 points, she caused a few turnovers and come in and did an excellent job off the bench. So that's where I was going tonight.
I was going to throw in the other name of Alyssa Gordon there.
Alyssa Gordon, another one.
She jostled a couple of balls loose, came in. Initially, she was kind of a catch and pass. Started kind of feeling her groove a little bit. Took a couple of shot attempts and was able to get that last layup and finish. I liked her. And Jones and Ratliff, those two, they came in. I thought that, you know, even though they didn't break into the scoring column, just trying to get some shots up, when you're looking at two youngsters that don't see a lot of playing time and having the confidence just to step in there and ready to shoot, all three of those are kind of honorable mentions, but
exactly.
I agree exactly with what we had. As that's going to wrap up our broadcast here this evening as the Bath County Lady Cats get the win. Final score, 71-6 over the Lady Eagles of Fairview. Appreciate everybody tuning in and listening to us. Hannah, another great job back in studio. Thanks to all of our great and wonderful sponsors for making this broadcast possible. And, of course, you, the listener, until we're in action, I guess we'll see how things go. But I believe our next one that I have scheduled since tomorrow night got canceled and we can't go on a maybe. Will probably be when we fire up for the district on Monday night. Girls will play Round County at 7:30 or 25 minutes after that first game. The boys will be in action on Tuesday night next week as they will also be taking on Round County. That will be a 6 o'clock start, both of those coming from the Warren H. Cooper Gymnasium on the campus of the Round County Senior High School. So district will be next week, Monday and Tuesday, as we will have all that action for you right here on WKCA. For Coach Davey Moore, I'm Todd Waits. Good night, so long. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Bath County Basketball on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com. Tonight's game brought to you by Bath County Ace Hardware, Bath County Memorial Library, Citizens Bank, Clark Propane Plus, Clark's Pumpin' Shop, Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, Family Discount Drugs, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, your Scott Family McDonald's, Ira Kilburn Attorney at Law, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, the Michael R. Gray Funeral Home, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the Owingsville Banking Company, Harris Stockyards, People's Bank, Powell Funeral Home, R.L. Cottle Construction Company, Richardson Funeral Home, Shorty's Quick Stop, St. Clair Healthcare, Save-A-Lot Owingsville, Sherry's Pizza House, Southern States Owingsville Service, Sterling Healthcare, and Swartz Mowing. Now more real country music coming your way on 97.7 FM, streaming on WKCARadio.com.